Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Joining us from the midday show, Frank Kramer. Nice to see you, dude.
It's good to be here,
Look
man.
Look at you, man. You got two nights off a week, and you spend one night with us. And then tomorrow night, God knows what you're doing.
I missed you guys.
But really appreciate it. Really appreciate you coming in.
I'm sorry it's just me. I heard you say, hey, who's he going to bring this time? I'm like, oh, great. I'm coming here by myself. Or is it just going to be him alone?
And Frank comes He's shaking. He's like, hey, does anybody have like a crowbar? I'm like, why? He goes, I forgot the keys of the office.
All the booze is located.
Yeah, we got to get the house. Housekeeper,
you don't have a hidden bottle around here someplace, Tim?
You know what? We don't. We have like no booze around here.
Right. We can find some in Molson's office.
Is Molson's office open?
Yeah. We're getting the cleaning lady to unlock your office.
Or Escarcega's office.
We'll get those shot pack, those like Capri Suns, but they're booze.
Yeah.
Does John and Jeff have an office around here?
They don't. And they don't really.
Really?
We're two guys who don't drink on the air.
All right. Gina Grant is with us. And Gina, it is time for the news. Look at you.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Adam.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Here's the thing about the news.
Right.
You got to work on that.
Yeah.
That one's a little weak.
Oh,
I get the idea, though.
Right. That's all that matters.
All right, Gina, what's going on with that news
today? Well, we have some breaking news tonight. As you mentioned at the top of the program this evening, longtime NBC News journalist Tim Russert died of a heart attack today. At the age of 58 after collapsing at the network's Washington Bureau.
Oh, boy.
Russert's show Meet the Press was considered must-view television, and the Russert primary was considered a test that presidential candidates had to pass to be considered serious contenders. And we have some audio of Tom Brokaw interrupting NBC programming today to make the announcement.
Yeah, I was watching NBC today, and when this broke in, I knew it was big stuff, because NBC never does that.
You know, really?
It breaks into their programming. Here's what it sounded like this afternoon.
I'm Tom Brokaw, NBC News, and it is my sad duty to report this afternoon that my friend and colleague, Tim Russert, the moderator of Meet the Press and NBC's Washington Bureau chief, collapsed and died early this afternoon while at work at the NBC News Bureau in Washington.
Sounds like Tom's about to pass out.
Yeah, he's having a heart attack.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. You watch that show? You ever watch Tim Russert?
Yeah, I did. And the reason I even knew Tim Russert, I mean, as a personality,
right.
I'm so stoned, is that Frosty looks just like him. And he pointed that out one day. He's like, hey, my lookalike is Tim Russert. And so that's why I even looked the guy up.
Right,
then he started watching the show. And he was a great guy. And then when he died, I was like, oh, Frosty, I'm going to totally ruin your day right now. Because they do look alike.
Yeah,
and
this
guy was 58
right.
And had a massive coronary.
Right.
Frosty's right behind him. I'm not giving him 5 years. Seriously.
I don't think so?
Starting a pool. He'll be dead.
Oh, Bubbo.
He will be dead.
Well, you know, I was listening to Tim Russert on Meet the Press, and he'd written a book about his dad. And he gave me a piece of advice when I guess I was like in my early 30s. Because I guess his dad enjoyed an alcoholic beverage every once in a while. But, breaking news. Hold on one second. Wait a minute. We got some breaking news here, ladies and gentlemen. Uh-oh. Is this confirmed? All right. Frank's office is open.
Yes!
Frank's office is open, everybody. But
that wasn't a bad Tom Brokaw, was it?
That was pretty good. Yeah, I'll play bartender
better than your Corolla.
Thank you.
Yeah, but Tim Russert said to me, he said his dad gave him a great piece of advice. If you drink, you've got to eat. And you know what? It's a small piece of advice, small piece of wisdom. But when you're like in Vegas and you forget to eat, you know, because you're gambling, you're drinking, you have a good time, the next morning is a disaster unless you've eaten some kind of meal.
Yeah, that's my big thing. If I don't eat, then I get completely S-faced.
I know.
And I black out. I don't remember what happened the night before.
Right, I'm the same
way. I did that for one of our birthday bashes. I think it was the very first one we had. My parents were in town.
Uh-oh.
So I take them, you know. Crowd with the whiskey, and I'm just S-can. I talk about how I ruined my mother's vagina when I came out because my head was so big. They're like,
and your mom's there.
And I just kept going with it, too. I wouldn't even give up on it. I was like,
Bubba.
Oh, yeah, you should see it. You know, I'm just going off about my mom's vagina. There she is. Hey, Mom. So, yeah, I eat now.
Yeah, you got to eat.
Yeah, after that, I eat.
All right. What else is happening in the news there, Gina Grab?
Well, we have a couple other clips from Mr. Russert, if you're so inclined.
All right.
Part of what made Tim Russert so respected in the news business was his incredible political foresight. Here we have audio of Russert back in April announcing that Hillary Clinton's race to the White House would be over soon enough.
Oh, boy. All right. Here we go.
Yeah, all right. Let me start you with the same simple question. Did it just end tonight?
We now know who the Democratic nominee is going to be, and no one's going to dispute it, Keith. You know, sometimes in campaigns, the candidate is the last to recognize the best timing. It's very much like being on life support.
Uh-oh.
Once they start removing the systems, you really have no choice.
Now, he was the first person to say this. In all of the newscasters, all of the bloggers and everybody, he was the first to say, Hillary Clinton, it's over. So do you think that Hillary Clinton obviously hates that, right? Because he was the first one to say it's over, baby. Do you think that he was on their hit list?
The Clinton hit
you
list?
You think the Clintons got to this guy?
Isn't there some like you shake hands and the person gets a heart attack? Wasn't that in 24 or something
that? Oh, yeah, right.
Good.
Yeah.
She's probably onto that kind of lotion.
Oh, baboo. It's over.
The heart attack cream.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back with more of Frank Kramer. You can see this live on your internet
right
now. Yeah, it's being broadcast live.
I should put my pants back on.
That is Gina Grad there with that very sexy outfit she's got going.
Yeah. Look at that.
Looks like she's working for UPS tonight.
Oh. And, what can I do for you?
Yeah, look at
Show
you.
Show me your brown.
Oh,
that's what you can do.
All right. We got to take a break. It is Tim Conway Jr. with Frank Kramer, and we're live on the internet at www.971freefm.com. Look at this.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Randy, where the f*** is my audio?
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
God!
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Frank Kramer is with us from the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show, and Gina Grad's doing news. But first, a little shot of alcohol here.
Yes, the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank office.
Yeah, what is this we're
drinking?
We
broke into
here?
It. That's the Middleton. That's Frosty's $160 bottle.
Ooh, boy.
Irish whiskey.
He's not going to be pissed, huh?
He should be here right now.
Yeah, if you don't come, people who are on the air drink all your liquor.
I want to go and concentrate on my hamburger.
I tried to call him and have him come over, and he said that he was having some plumbing issue.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Personally? Personal plumbing?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I think Wade, his boyfriend, started using a different kind of condom and irritation. No, actually, he had a pipe explode in his kitchen, so he was serious.
Yeah.
Or he'd be here right now.
Well, I'm actually just happy that Wade is using condoms again.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a long time
We don't
there.
Want to get him pregnant.
Yeah. He was saying, no, he's, you know, I want to feel you, and I'm glad he's back into it.
So let's taste the good stuff.
Salute, everybody.
Prost.
Thank you for having me on.
Happy Father's Day.
Went to a stoner show and a drinker show popped up.
All right.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Wow.
How you like it?
Ah, nice and smooth.
Isn't it? Good.
Wow. I haven't had whiskey in a while.
But that's good, isn't it? It's smooth after a while.
I don't think I've had whiskey since high school.
It's smooth when it goes away.
I don't think I've had gin or whiskey since high school, which is one of the reasons why I don't think I did well in college.
We did shots earlier today because we always do shots right before Stay or Go, that music section.
Oh, right,
of our
show.
And Frosty said, can I make a toast to Tim Russert, and he started crying.
Is that right?
And I said, are you going to cry? Because I always say that every time he gets all whiny. And he's like, well, I was gonna, but he never is close. He just says that. This time, he had tears in his eyes, and he was really crying. I mean, it affected him that much.
You know, I really, when I saw this, you know, I've had, you know, some people in my family who have died, like, you know, relatives, aunts and uncles and stuff like that, or great aunts and great uncles. And I've been told, you know, hey, such and such, your uncle died, your aunt died. And I thought, oh, that's too bad. I knew them, and that was, pretty, depressing. But when I saw this today, I got really, like, emotional, because this is the only show I taped every week. I love this guy, Tim Russert. He's the only, I taped 1 hour of TV a week, and it was Meet the Press.
Are you going to go back and watch old tapes now?
Yeah, I got them all on DVR. I can watch them all.
You can't delete them?
No, I could. But
Frosty's the same way about Charles Carralt. When he died, he was really devastated by that.
Is that right?
Yeah, Charles Carralt and Tim Russert are two of his biggest heroes.
Yeah, Tim Russert, man. That was bad vibes. All right, folks. So Gina is here doing the news. And if you'd like to see us live on your computer, go to 971freefm.com. 971freefm.com.
They're still in business?
Yeah, we're still cranking it out here. And you can check it out on the internet. A couple of guys in there are monitoring. Can they select the cameras here, or you guys do that, right? You guys do that? All right, you guys do that.
Can they zoom in and out?
I think they can. Can you zoom in on Gina Grad?
Yes, please.
All right, let's zoom in on Gina Grad
here. All right,
here.
People. Now let's hold, give you a show.
Let's hold a still
all
shot.
Right, yeah, let's stand up, Gina, and let's all everyone right. see what Gina
what
Grad looks
today.
Like. Which camera is she going to be
I'm
on?
I'm having a fat
all
day.
All cameras should be
You're
on.
You're having
her.
A what?
I'm having a fat day.
Really?
Fat day.
Yeah.
Oh, bubble. All right.
You getting ready to have your period?
Tim?
Are you on your period?
Tim?
You're in your period.
Thank you.
Are you in your period?
I'm not in my period, but I'm sure it's just around the corner.
See.
Oh, ba-boom. All right. There she
right,
is, everybody. Gina
yes.
Grab. Look
and
at
oh,
you.
My God. I'm so clumsy.
Oh, no.
I dropped my pen.
You dropped the pen on the ground. No, knees must not bend, do they?
Got it. No, no.
They haven't functioned for not, a long time?
Not for a while.
Always stiff.
Oh, man. Was your dad a plumber?
How dare you?
All right.
Do you have any idea who
was
my father
was? He Italian?
All right, Gina Grad.
Oh, daughter of an Italian plumber.
Gina Grad, anything else in the news there, baby?
Why, yes, indeed, there is, Tim.
What do we got?
Well, in sports news, Game 4 of the NBA playoffs proved to be quite aggravating for Laker fans last night. Boston beat Los Angeles 97-91 at the Staples Center. Trailing by 24 points in the first half and 20 in the third, Boston carved out its win on the back of defense and timely scoring, taking a 3-1 lead in the best-of-seven series. And we have some audio from the final moments of the game.
All right, here we go. Lakers down 3-1, man.
And this crowd so disappointed in a game that started great for L.A. The Celtics turn in one of the great comebacks in NBA playoff history. Down 24 in the second quarter, down 20 in the third. They come back and win game four.
Oh, boy. You know, that game started off great. And the first quarter, at the end of the first quarter, it was Lakers 35, Boston 14. That was the biggest deficit of any first quarter of any playoff game.
So they set two records?
Or any finals game is what it was. I think it was, yeah, two records. And so 35-14, you thought, you know, for sure, this team will be able to hold on to a 21-point lead. They expanded it to 24 points in the second quarter. And we're watching the game. We're like, oh, this is great. It's going to be tied up 2-2. It's a whole new series. And then, boom. They start high-fiving each other, these Lakers, as they're walking into the locker room right before halftime. They're celebrating as if they won the game. I'm like, oh, man,
how embarrassing.
If Boston sees that on TV, it is over. And they come back, and they kick the Lakers' ass. Now the Lakers have to win three straight. They got to beat Boston.
What are the chances of that? That's never been done, right?
I don't know if it's ever been done, but I know the Lakers ain't going to do it. You know?
Yeah, I left at the time when they had their biggest lead in the first, because I went to the Playboy Mansion last night for that marijuana policy project.
Oh, you were there?
Yeah, I was there.
Is that right? So was Gina
Yeah,
Grad.
I didn't see Frank, and we looked for him.
Yeah. I was there.
I don't know.
Hey, listen, if Frank says he went to a marijuana event at the Playboy Mansion, I believe he was there.
Yeah, Slam and Sam Phillips and I were there.
Sure.
Is that right? You and Sam Phillips.
Sure.
Huh?
Did you guys partake?
Sure.
We supported the party. We supported everything it was about. It was a great party.
Yeah, it was good times. But the auctioneer, they had a silent auction and a live auction to raise money for their cause.
Right.
And he at one point had a Kobe jersey signed by all the Lakers this year. And he's like, now that they're down three games, and that's the first I've heard of the game because I left when they were leading 35.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I thought...
Oh,
this
Jesus
guy's so
Christ,
high. Yeah. This is the great party. Look, he's so high, he thinks they lost. Moron. No, they really did.
All right. We got to get another break because we went along with Corolla. Frank Kramer is with us. If you'd like to watch it live on the internet, go to 971freefm.com. 971freefm.com. You can watch it live. You can see what Gina Grad looks like here. Frank Kramer is with us. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.